Okay, so let's just jump right in. How long have you been reading books?
I've been reading books since my early childhood. It's one of my nicest memories of my youth, and that was going to the town library, being able to browse the shelves, having a little independence there when my parent was doing something else.
Right.
So really, ever since I was young.
Okay.
The number of years will remain confidential.
Right. Do you prefer reading at bookstores or libraries?
I'm not sure I have a preference for that. I think bookstores have become quite active places, as have university libraries, all libraries, in fact. They all have a diverse range of activities now, other than just for reading. Probably if I was pushed to give an answer, I would say the library suits me a little bit better, but I think both are great settings.
Okay. So what do you like about bookstores?
I like the idea that so much knowledge is accessible at once. Everything we know about the universe, other than maybe classified information, can probably be tapped at some level in a bookstore. And bookstores today make themselves very engaging. I think they are well organized. There are things other than books. The bookstores that have tried to remain in business have been very innovative about bringing in other items associated with whatever the topics are. In some cases, they're science kits or toys or... There's certainly plenty of technology that one can find in a bookstore as well. It's very nice if they have a little area where there is some coffee, refreshment, a place to chat. So they are not just resources for learning, but they are also social spaces. I like many of the activities there, including author signings and just a variety of activities. So I, as you can tell, I'm a great lover of bookstores.
Right, it's awesome. How much time would you say that you like spend in a bookstore on average?
If I'm out and have the time, that is where I love to spend time, and I always spend more time than I should. But my idea of shopping is browsing in a bookstore.
Right.
So if I go in, it captures me, and I generally spend at least an hour.
Okay. What type of genres of books do you like?
I like almost all types, although I shy away from science. Otherwise, I shy a bit away from art. Otherwise, I like most genres. I do like history, of course, international, politics. I like travel, language, inspirational, self-help, cooking. I could really go down the list. I like all of them, but normally when I go in, I'm focused on literature or history or international law.
Okay. Do you have an all-time favorite book?
I'm not sure I can tell you that right now. I'm sure that I have plenty, but that eludes me right now. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Okay. How significant are bookstores to you, and what role do they play in the community?
Well, I think bookstores engage all of us. They bring us the life of the mind. And as far as their place in the community, they really are centers for communities. They are a public space, usually a public space. Certainly libraries are a public space. But they offer so many types of activities for every age. So it's a great common space. It's a neutralizer to a large degree. And of course, it anything that advances learning has to be a wonderful
of course.
Facility.
Of course. How do bookstores differ from what they were 20 years ago?
Bookstores used to sell books. Now bookstores sell an enormous variety mm-hmm. of products. Not just in printed form, but in technology as well. And of course, they have all the add-ons to any story or adventure, which are the toys, as I mentioned before, packets of some sort. They have stationery. They have simply an enormous variety. So, in some ways, it could be one-stop shopping.
Right, okay. It seems that book sales may not be enough to prolong bookstore business as they compare with e-books. How do you think bookstores will fare in this digital age?
Well, that is the conversation of today, I believe. I think the demise of bookstores is an enormous loss. Aesthetically, it's so important to have to be around books, to hold them, to have the full experience of the senses when one reads. So in that way, I think they would be a tremendous loss. I think as far as how they fare, I do think they have to adapt. I know many of the smaller businesses have given up, but I've seen others that have transitioned. I know of one where it buys a fair amount of current editions, but it also invites professors and people with book collections to bring their books and supply the shelves. Right. So there are always some wonderful good finds. So I think the store owner has to be very creative. I think we don't want to ignore the access to technology as well that has been worked into the bookstore. So I think that might set a balance for those who don't want to purchase print material, or for those who are more environmentally concerned about
right.
print materials.
Okay. Do you you mentioned that you like the whole feel and all the senses of a book. So would that be a reason that you shy away from ebooks? Do they like remove sort of that sense of having an actual book in your hand?
I think that's true to some degree. I also find it a little harder to peruse a full book when it is electronic. I like to go back in pages.
Okay.
I like to reread excerpts and so forth. And it's much easier to do that with a book in hand.
Right.
And I should say I actually, back to bookstores themselves, I like the whole ambiance.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, holding a book, being around printed books, is value added
mm-hmm.
in terms of reading what's inside.
Okay. And before we end, do you have any last remarks on bookstores or the future of them?
Well, I think it would, I think our world would change significantly if we did not have bookstores. I think they are such important places in our lives at every level. I think books are wonderful gifts to pass on to other generations.
Right.
Sometimes they have, you know, the owner will put notes in them, they'll dog-ear it.
Right.
But it becomes very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lovely way of passing oneself and one's own ideas on to the next generation. I have done that myself with my children and grandchildren. So I hope we have bookstores around for at least
a
my
long
lifetime.
Yeah, okay. Thank you so much for the
Thank
opportunity.
Thank you, Matt. It was such a pleasure.
I appreciate it.